Raising question about the reducibility. Is it easy to check if a given matrix A is reducible? Generally, no. The partial answer is given by a famous theorem, which shows. Where is this theorem? A square matrix is reducible if and only if its directed the statement is this: its directed graph is strongly is not essential, is a negation. If and only if its directed graph is not strongly connected. Strong connection. Probably you know what this property. And the directed graph. A directed graph is strongly connected if given a pair of vertices, nodes as you prefer to call them, I and J, there is a directed path, cammino orientato, starting in I, in the vertex labeled I, and ending. And the engine. Fortemente connesso, se data una coppia di nodi di vertici, c'è un cammino orientato, almeno un cammino orientato che parte dal primo e arriva al secondo. The condition is necessary and sufficient, so we can state the same result saying A is not reducible or irreducible if its directed graph is strongly connected. An example, here we will find the proof. We don't show the proof in detail also, even if it's simple. An example. Any example reflects the strategy used in the proof, in the sense that the proof shows a possible permutation for performing the reduction to the reduct form B. If you have the following matrix, is exactly the same example. Four by four, it must be clear that the effective values of the entries has no influence on the property. the question is if an entry is zero or non-zero. If here I add minus one or two or 1 million, it is the same thing with regard to the property I am checking. The question is A reducible, and if yes, how can effectively obtain the matrix, the Rayleigh matrix B? I consider the graph related to the matrix. Four vertices. That's the size of the matrix. There will be an edge, an arc, from one node to another node, from one vertex to another vertex, if the corresponding entry of the matrix is non-zero. So the first row, from one, I go to one, but this is not useful for our properties. So the values on the main diagonal do not matter. From one, I go to three. Why? Because this entry is not zero. From one, I go to four, not. I go to two, not. Why? Because these two entries are zero. So there is only one edge starting from one and going, it goes to three. You know well all this from two to one to three and to four, because the second row is entirely non-zero. The third row from three to one and to start, because here we are on the diagonal. The last row from four to all other vertices, because the fourth line, the fourth row, is entirely non-zero. This is the graph. Is it strongly connected or not? It's sufficient to find two vertices which are not connected with the directed path. We start, we visit the graph without falling. The graph is small, so it is easy to see what we have to see without following any strategy. We start from one, from one we go to three, but we are not able to reach two and four. Well, we have just found that the graph is not strongly connected.
Because the
two
is not reachable from one.
It is sufficient to find only one couple, one pair of indices, of vertices, which are connected in one sense or in the other sense by a directed graph. Starting from one, we find immediately that from one we can reach, we cannot reach two and four. We can reach only three. So, if we call this graph G, say, G is not strongly connected. So, the theorem, the statement of the theorem says that A is reducible. We are not satisfied. We want to know how to reduce A to B. In order to find a suitable permutation, we start from the pair of vertices we have just found, 1 and 3. Sorry, we start from 1 from 1 is not possible to reach 2 and 4. So we define two subsets of the set of vertices, or it is the same thing, a partition of the integers from 1 to 4, a partition defined in this way. P, let us call P the subset of vertices reachable from 1, the critical vertex, and the critical vertex itself, and 1 itself. So P is 1, 3. I use this notation, but you can also write P as a subset of integers, it's the same thing. Q is the complementary subset, so we have that P and Q constitute a partition of the whole set of vertices. Well, one of the possible suitable permutation is one of the permutation which transforms, just call the cardinality of Q K Q no, I have not written the complementary, that is the subset of vertices not reachable from 1. So Q is the values are 2 and 4. Let us call it some way the cardinality, the number of entries in Q. So K is 2. And consider one permutation P lowercase. One permutation which sends the set of the first k integers in the nodes of Q. In this case, since k is 2, we have any permutation which sends the subset whose entries are the first k integers in the values of the vertices, the indices of the vertices belonging to Q, 2, 4. And the other, the leaving left values in the values in P. So in terms of permutations of rows of columns. What does it mean? The effect of doing this? First, we chose one of the possible permutations fulfilling these requirements. One goes to two. I could have chosen also four. The permutation is different, but the structure of the reduct matrices will be the same. Four. Three, four. One, three. One. I am free also to exchange this value. So the permutation is not unique. This means, starting from given matrix, on the left we permute the rows using this permutation. So permutation, we do this in two steps. Permutation of rows. The new first row will be the second of the original matrix. The second row will be the fourth of the given matrix. The third, the old one, the old first. And the last, the third, zero here. The same permutation of the columns. The new first column will be the second. The new second column will be the fourth. And so on, the third, the old first. And the last, the old third. So here you see that it works. Here we have all zeros. So this is a matrix V. It is not the only we understand it, if we realize this point, but it's a matrix of reduced, having reduced form. Questions? This is the last definition property and so on of the first chapter. The second chapter, also the second chapter, eigenvalues and eigenvectors, starts from a list of definitions and properties. But as you will see, it contains more new topics and concepts. We start from the definition of eigenvalue and eigenvector of a square matrix. Again, the only difference with the definition that you already know is the fact that we start from complex number. But this is not a problem.
Do
of square matrix C, the complex field
size n.
So the definition is the usual definition. We have lambda, complex number, is an eigenvalue if some non-zero complex vectors x exist such that A by x is equal to lambda by x. You should know that this is the same thing as to require that the numbers lambda, the complex numbers lambda are the solution. Lambda is therefore a solution of the so-called characteristic equation. This characteristic equation. P of lambda equal to zero, where? Yeah, sì? Sì, scrivo male. Is the solution of the characteristic lambda. Is therefore, is a solution of the characteristic equation, questa qui, this is the characteristic equation, where P is the characteristic polynomial. Is the polynomial defined as P the lambda, P of lambda, determinant stuff of involved in the definition of eigenvalue, eigenvector. You will remember that the computation of the eigenvalues and the eigenvectors of a matrix is a difficult task. So we will develop in the second part of the course some method in order to approximate both the eigenvalues and the eigenvectors of matrix. All these methods will use some properties of eigenvalues and vectors. Some of these properties you already know, I will recall them. Some new properties. The main properties that I think that you remember starting from the characteristic polynomial. Properties of various kinds. The characteristic polynomial is a special polynomial defined this way, which has degree exactly n, sum of its coefficients can be easily characterized. The first coefficient is minus 1 to the n, so the values is 1 or minus 1. The second coefficient is minus 1 to the n minus 1, multiplied by this quantity, TFTRA, trace of A, the complete name is trace of A, la traccia di A, defined as with or without brackets. The sum of the principal entries of the given matrix. Here the other terms of the polynomial will appear. The last known term is exactly the determinant of A. Also, these coefficients can be characterized in some way, but we will not use complicated characterization of these terms. We will not need to know how the missing coefficients can be.
Trace of A is multiplied to follow to n
lambda alignment and over. No. Here you will have lambda raised to the n minus 2 with another coefficients. You can call it starting from a sub n minus 1 here, a n minus 2, and so on. The same as in this point. We don't say anything about the properties of these coefficients and the other missing coefficients. Si potrebbero dare delle formule più o meno utili anche per i coefficienti che non sto considerando. Non lo facciamo perché non ci servirà. Diciamo soltanto qualcosa sui coefficienti che hanno l'aspetto più facile, più semplice. Il primo, che è meno 1 alla n, il secondo, meno 1 alla n meno 1 per la traccia di A, questo è facile da calcolare, insomma, gli elementi principali. E l'ultimo, che è il determinante, che non è facile da calcolare, però insomma fa comodo. It's useful to know that the constant term in the polynomial is just the determinant of A. Something about eigenvalues for special matrices. I try to follow the same order. For special matrices, some of the classes which have been introduced yesterday, it is easy to say who are the eigenvalues. If A is triangular, particular case diagonal, the eigenvalues are just the principal elements. You know this. Frequently, since the solutions of the characteristic equation countered with their multiplicity are n, the eigenvalues will be denoted with lambda and an index. The set of the eigenvalues is colored spectrum. A set of n complex values, possibly repeated according to the multiplicity. If we consider a power of a matrix, generic matrix, we find eigenvalues such semi, which are the same power of the eigenvalues of A. Se ho la potenza di una matrice, gli autovalori sono le potenze degli autovalori della matrice. Consider the eigenvalues start from the eigenvalues lambda of A, and I find the eigenvalues of A to the kth power, raising to the same power the eigenvalues of A. An important situation, important case, is when I consider a polynomial that has used another letter for polynomial, polynomial Q in a matrix A. What does it mean? If I have a square matrix A and the polynomial Q, and the polynomial Q, Q of X, for instance, a quadratic polynomial, say this, I can extend the notion of polynomial in one variable to the notion of polynomial in one matrix, simply by substituting by replacing the X with the matrix A. Here, where I have a constant, I multiply this constant by A to the zero power, that is the identity matrix. So Q in A is the matrix obtained by multiplying the single coefficients by the same powers applied to the matrix, A squared minus A, plus, say this term as X raised to the zero power, so we have the identity matrix. Well, if I know the eigenvalues of A, the eigenvalues of Q computed in A, its eigenvalues, me, are the values of the polynomial Q computed in lambda. And we finish this short list, because we have no more time. The eigenvalues of the inverse, if the inverse exists, are eigenvalues the inverses, the reciprocals of the eigenvalues of the given matrix. Fermiamoci qui, we stop here. Do you remember well, or not well, all this definition? Do you have some questions? Va bene, fermiamoci qui. Dunque, la settimana prossima, next week, we will have Professor Luigi with the modulus of optimization. Tuesday, all next week, all the three lessons for next week. So we will continue with questions regarding the eigenvalues and eigenvectors in October. Ricordatevi martedì di portare il test, perché Bigi ve lo chiederà.